Kicking opioids, active brain active. Hi, James from Ingvid. I'm a E. Reject. And in E we trust? What is this? Nouns and verbs? What, you don't? Oh, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you guys don't know. This particular lesson is about seven verbs, or are they nouns? Notice I put noun verb here. What I mean by this is there are many words in English which look exactly the same. Now, no, I'm not talking about words that have ing or ed where you can say worked and you know it's a verb right away. But there are some words that are written in a way that you can't tell if it's a noun or a verb right away. And it looks like Mr. E here is of two minds. He's looking at the word reject and he doesn't know, are you a reject? Or has something been a reject or rejected, right? Noun or verb, and I added the ED there, but we're going to do a lesson. I'm going to try to teach you how to tell the difference when you see the word written the exact same way, right? I don't want you to reject my offer. And this product is a reject. If you listen very carefully, there was a difference that will tell you, even though it's not written on paper, how you can figure out the difference between the noun and the verb. And to explain this, in E we trust, a lot of money around the world, they'll have in God we trust. Now, you see there are two E's, and I'm going to give you a bit of history because, well, it's Ingvid. You always get more than your money's worth. Pardon the pun. January, in the month in the English calendar, January looks at the year before and the year ahead. And the god is a Roman god called Janus. And E is looking here because his two heads are looking at one word and the two possible meanings. You like that? Me too. Let's go to the board. What are the seven words? Well, if you're in business, you're going to hear a lot about, you know, reporting, and you're going to hear a lot about refunding or refilling an order or something like that. And what I've tried to do is give you seven words that you probably will see a lot in your line of work. And you may be confused by when you know for sure, I know for a fact you've probably heard the word refund, and you know what a refund is, but when someone says we have to offer a refund, sorry, when we refund their money, and you're like, well, what's the difference? There's a difference that makes the difference. Typically what is found is when a word that can be a noun or a verb and you're confused by it, listen to the pronunciation. Now, of course, right away, you're not going to become an expert at doing this, but I'm going to try my best today to make it clear enough. So I might exaggerate a little bit, and I don't necessarily want you going out there, I want a refund, so they know it's a noun. They'll get the point, whether you get it right. But you want to be able to hear when someone's speaking to you, right? Because on paper, it's easy. You read something, you can see it. But when they're speaking, you want to be able to get the idea from the context and the way that they speak, what is being offered to you. Is it a noun or a verb? All right? So we started off, well, he says reject, but we're going to stop up here. All the nouns are in red and all the verbs in black. And you'll notice they're exact same, except where I've shown you is, and if you look carefully, where we put more emphasis, or we try to emphasize more of the verbs, right, the vowel sound, is at the beginning of the word when it comes to nouns. And when it comes to the verb, we tend to emphasize the latter part, or the last part, and the vowels in the last part of the word. So even though it's the same word, for instance, I would like a refund for my apple. It's broken. It's got a bite in it. Someone ate it. But they might say, we will refund your money at a later date. And I don't go, refund. I go, refund your money. The fund, it's a delicious apple. The fund is given more emphasis there. So you can ask for a refund, and we will refund your money later. Refund your money. A refund being the actual money that's given to you. Refunding is the action of giving it back. Pardon me while I eat, because you can hear this going on for a minute or two. It's absolutely delicious, though. What about decrease? I'm going to give you a real-world example on this one. Sometimes you need a decrease in the volume. Oh, students used to do it all the time. They wanted the volume up or down when I was playing a movie, and they wouldn't know what to say. Now, really, in English, we say turn up the volume or turn it down. It comes from old technology where we used to literally turn it up or down, but now you can increase it and decrease it with a slide. So if there's an increase in volume, sorry, in this case, a decrease, we'll really emphasize the DE. There's a decrease in the volume. Now, you need to decrease the volume. Notice this, you need to decrease. You need to decrease the volume. That's the verb, I want you to do something. So decrease means, a decrease means a change where something has gone from something higher and has gone to something lower. And to decrease something is to actually bring it down. That's the movement of bringing it down. Cool? Great. Now, I know you might say, well, I know these vocabulary, but the emphasis today is not about what the vocabulary is. Some of you don't know all of these words. It's how to notice the difference between them when it's a noun and a verb to make it much more informative to you. Informative means you can understand it. All right? We want you to get better at understanding our language. The highest test you can have for language is speaking and listening, simply because they happen instantaneously. And if you make a mistake when you speak, you can't take it back. And if you don't get what someone's saying right away, you will make mistakes. Okay? So let's move on. So we did increase and decrease, and we talked about, and I can say we have to, here's a real world example, decrease our labor force or decrease the number of workers we have working for us. Yeah, not something you want to do if you have a company, but it happens. But here's something companies love to do. They'll say, there was an increase in the number of sales this week. Yes, more money, right? Yeah. And we have to increase the price. You know, companies love to increase the price. And notice I said we have to increase the price, emphasis on the back. And there was an increase in sales. Okay. Let's do refill. Now, I've gained a little bit of weight. I'm sure you all have. You know, when you sit at home, or actually not when you sit at home, when you go to a place that a lot of people frequent, McDonald's. Yes, I said McDonald's, so pay me. They never pay me, never. But in America and Canada, especially in the United States, you can get refills. I didn't say refills, I said refills. And they walk up proudly. See, in your country, you're going to walk up with a cup this big and go, can I get a refill, please? This. In America, though, can I get a refill? This is the small. Okay. Clearly not small. But I joked with you, but we can say they will ask for a refill. The emphasis is, and I want you to put liquid back in, because fill means to put to the top. Refill it. Okay. But if I will do a refill for you, I will refill it for you. I will refill. I will put more of an emphasis on the last part. I'll refill it. I'll refill it. Well, here, I want a refill, please. So, what is this? Refill. Oh, sorry. I have to go back for a second. I forgot when I did decrease. Increase in means to add on. So, you go from one level, and increase is the change. And to increase something is that movement of change, similar to what we discussed with decrease. Sorry, I make mistakes. I'm only human. Okay. So, when the refill, we want to put something back. It could be a liquid, it could be a product. You need to refill the shelves. Refill the shelves, it means if there were books or apples and they're empty, you now need to put more back. Cool? All right. I'm going to wait a second. I want you to try and figure out how you would say this and how you would say that. Remember the rule, if it's a noun, you emphasize what? And if it's a verb, you emphasize what? Okay, so now you've said it, and I hope you said it at least twice out loud. Listen carefully to how I pronounce it. You need a permit to work here. You need a permit to work here. I cannot permit you to be here. I cannot permit you to be here. Notice the difference? I emphasize permit here, which is a piece of paper giving you authority to do something. It could be a permit to drive a car, for instance. Your license is a permit. But to permit you, and I put the emphasis on the end, is to allow you to do something. So the permit is the paper. You have a permit to be here? Show me the paper. I cannot permit you. I cannot allow you. Or you are permitted to be here. I added ED to give you a little bit of a difference, but you're allowed to be here. but I cannot permit you. And do you have a permit? Told you, it's not easy. So how about we try another one where you can try and see what the pronunciation will be. Okay? And this is the one Mr. E did. And you can see if you're better than E. Ready? Now this time I'm going to be a little bit tricky because I'm going to say them and I want to see if you can guess if you get which one is which. Are you ready? So we have to reject your offer. We have to reject your offer. We have to reject your offer. That is a reject. That is a reject. Which one was the noun and which one was the verb? If you said the second one was the noun, you're correct, because that was a reject. There's another way to help you, by the way, in case you probably figured out grammatically. If it was on paper, it's easy to see. If you see an article before any of these words, it's a noun, a, or the, or an. You won't see one here. You may see the infinitive, to refund, to decrease, to increase, to refill, to permit, to reject, to insult. Okay? That's an easy way of doing it. But you really want to work on the listening part of it. That's what this is more about. We're getting into fine details to try and get your ear to work better to be able to pick up English. Because once you can fix it in one area, how well you listen, you can hear it in other areas. Okay, cool. So if you said reject was for a noun, congratulations, you got it right. And if you were to reject for the verb, correct. If you didn't get it right, that's okay, because you know we have a quiz coming up and we're going to work on this again. All right, so the last one, because I want to move on to our quiz, I'm going to help you with this. So this is insult. Insult. Instead of insult. Insult. Insult, you put the emphasis, and if you think about what the word is, oh, sorry, did we forget the reject thing? I must be a reject. That's the second time I've done this in one lesson. Okay, I explained what a permit was being a piece of paper you have and to allow you. But to reject something is to say no. Actually, this end part here, eject, comes from to throw out. So when you reject something, you throw it back. You say, no, I don't want it. It's a reject. And when you reject in this case, you're just saying no. So a reject is something that's not any good, you don't want or need, and to reject something is to say no. So in both cases, they're both negative, you don't like something. And an insult, if you don't know what it is, it's when you say to something to someone that can be rude about them, their family, their country, is to say you don't like something in a not nice way. So it's an insult, right? So to insult someone, you can almost feel that emphasis, like, that was an insult. You really said something I didn't like, okay? And you don't have to insult anybody. You don't have to say something rude. Notice how I used to help you let you know that it's, sorry, the infinitive, insult anyone. Okay, cool? So we've got the noun, we've got the verb. To make it easy, I put all the verbs in black, all the nouns in red. Our simple rule we're going for when we're listening to this is that you should put the emphasis on the beginning of the word and for the nouns, and for the verbs, you put the emphasis on the vowel sounds at the ends of the words. So if you've ever been confused when somebody said, you need to refund this and I have a refund, and you're like, ah, I kind of understand, but I'm confused. Now you know the big secret is to, when you're speaking, ask them to repeat and listen to the stress. Cool? All right, so we've got that down, but there, you know me. I always say, there's knowing, or do I always say that? I try to remember to say, there's a difference between knowing and understanding. Now, I taught you the lesson, so I know you know it, but do you understand it? Let's do a test and find out. And we're back. I always think it's important to know the why, what, and how of doing something in a lesson. And it may have escaped me from doing it at the beginning, so let me fix that now. Why am I teaching this lesson? Well, it's not just a lesson of vocabulary, because these seven words we did earlier may be familiar to you. Really what I wanted to do is help enable you to listen more like a native speaker by being able to listen to intonation and be able to get the meaning from it. And that's a really cool skill to have. It means less times of you going, huh? Or being confused, and more of you being able to participate in a conversation. And that's important. And that's the why. And how did we do it? Well, we used the vocabulary, showed you as used it in its natural state, and then we showed you how it differs when it's a noun and a verb. And when and where, you might ask? I'm going to answer that right now. I told you it was business vocabulary, so you could use it in the boardroom, but you could also use it when you go to the store. And let's go to the board right now and take a look at Mr. Ian James having an interaction at the store using what you just learned. I want you to pay attention specifically. I want you to see by yourself. Try not to look at any articles. I helped you there, okay? But try to see if you can hear if it's a noun or a verb, okay? So we'll go through the story first, then we will mark it up. We'll see if you got it correct, and we'll go to our bonus. You ready? Let's go to the board. Mr. E says, can I get, and I love toy planes, can I get a refund for this broken toy? That's what he's asking, right? What does James say? Was it a present? Was it a present? Does it matter? You aren't allowed to reject my request. It's broken. My boss, so James says, my boss won't permit me to take it back without a receipt. Mr. E then says, don't insult my intelligence. You sold it to me, so refund my money now. Okay. Cute story. Now let's see if we can actually go through it and find out whether it's a noun or a verb, not just by looking at the grammar. Because when you speak, words don't come in the air. You have to listen. Can I get a refund for this broken toy? Can I get a refund for this broken toy? Noun or verb? Refund. Noun. Sure, you're doing pretty well. You got 1 out of 5. Let's keep going. Was it a present? Was it a present? Noun. Now, one way you can also tell here for present is, yes, there's more emphasis here, but there's present, it sounds like a Z, and present sounds more like an SZ. So if you ever have a little confusion there, you can look for not just the emphasis, but the SZ versus Z, you need to present that present, okay? Look for an SZ or a Z sound and it'll differentiate between the two. It'll help with the emphasis on the front. Does it matter? You aren't allowed to reject, reject. Well, yeah, the emphasis is here on ject. Not reject, reject. So that would be a verb. You're doing pretty well. Next sentence. My boss won't permit me to take it back without a receipt. Noun or verb? Verb. Permit. Not a permit, but permit. And finally, don't insult my intelligence. Don't insult my intelligence. You sold it to me, so refund my money now. That's a tough one. First of all, you have to figure out if there's one or two words in here that we need to look at. So I'm going to give you a little extra time here. Cool. If you noticed it, we're looking at insult my intelligence and refund my money now, making both of them verbs, two verbs. So how'd you do? Did you get them all right? If not, you can always just go back to the beginning of the lesson, listen to the pronunciation and go from there, and then redo this test, okay? Cool. As always, I have a bonus for you, so let's go over this way. And we're going to look at, there are three words here, and I've addressed them as being nouns and verbs. And you might go, well, James, you just gave me 7 other ones. Why would you give me extra ones? Well, my dears, this is a different one. You see, when I did the first ones, they are similar, right? A refund and refund is to give something back, right? When we also did, what's another one we can do for you? Like we did refund, we did reject. A reject and reject is to say no. But in these particular words, The noun and the verb look the same, but may not have the exact same meaning. Now, the first one is to suspect. Suspect. See, even a native speaker, because now I have to think about this. If you're a suspect, it's very different than to suspect. Okay? So when you're a suspect, which is the noun, have any of you ever watched TV and you watch the cop programs and they go, we have three suspects right now for this particular crime? A suspect is someone you believe has done something wrong. Not necessarily a criminal, but you think so. Now, to suspect something is to have a belief. I suspect if we look under the bed, we will find Professor Owl with Miss Kitten under the bed playing around. That's not a person, it's just a belief. Right? Now, they are similar in the respect that there's a belief going on, like we believe this is a suspect, we believe they've done something wrong. But it's a person that we believe has done something wrong. It is not just an idea. This is separated into it can be just an idea, right? You suspect something. Like, I suspect Daniel's cooking hamburgers because I can smell the barbecue. There's no criminal. There's no wrong act. I smell barbecue. I just believe. So they have a similar root, of course, but the meaning is different. Person, who could be a criminal, or the police believe is a criminal. Verb, you believe something is true. Person, thing that's true. Keep that in mind, okay? Address. What's your address? What's your address? Give me your address. I'll send you a letter. No, I won't. I'm not going to. Maybe an email address, but otherwise. And to address someone, address. Once again, address, noun. And you know what that is? You have an email address. It's where people send you information, or it's where you live. When you address someone, which is the verb, this is different. It's how you speak or communicate with them. Sorry, I forgot ass. Sorry, address. Okay, so how do you address someone? How do you address your boss? It's how you speak to them. I have to address the workers today and tell them about the bad news. There will be a decrease in their pay. See, how do you speak to them? Well, the address is where you live, noun. Now, how about, whoops, didn't we have this here? We're back. Okay. Do you have a present? We put the emphasis on the front, present. A thing, Christmas presents. What else do we have? I don't think you get presents at Eid. I know you eat, but you don't get that. Hanukkah, with the dreidel, you get little presents. And present, we need to do a presentation so that we need to present to the people. Emphasis on the end. Cool? So these ones are noun and verbs, which don't have the exact same meaning, but they're obviously in business because you have to address your boss. You do presentations, you have to present something. You can suspect the product will be better if you do something a little different, change the wrapper. So we can use these in business. So I didn't give you seven, I gave you dun, 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 10. 10 words you can tell the difference between now. And it's going to help you practice your listening. And as you practice your listening, you will get better at English. Okay? Now, video time is almost done. It's always fun being with you. But I want to give you some homework. And if you answer the questions correctly on this homework, you can get 1 million. Well, that's not 1 million. That's a funny number. 1 million points. For everyone you get right. If you're on YouTube, please answer it in the comment section. I've noticed many times a lot of students actually give it a thumbs up or thumbs up or thumbs down if you got the answer right. And each one you get right, you get 1 million points. So that'll be fun. Or you can do it on the Ingvid website. So we're going to direct you there in a second or two. All right. So first, how do I address the workers? How do I address the workers? Is that a noun or a verb? That's your first $1 million point. I can't tell you, the people will vote. You will know. Second, please increase the volume. Please increase the volume. Please increase the volume. Is that a noun or a verb? And the third and final one, this is a beauty. This is beautiful. You need a permit if you want me to permit you to take it. You need a permit if you want me to permit you to take it. That is what we call a doozy, a difficult one. But if you were listening to pronunciation, and that's what this was about, not just pronouncing it, which is part of the lesson, how do you say it? But more importantly, what you hear and what you understand, right? So this lesson was for everybody. If you needed vocabulary, if you wanted to work on pronunciation or listening, if you did the work, you got everything out of this. Now, I got to get going, but before I do, I need you to go to www.ing.com, where we have another quiz, which 10 questions you can do on this particular lesson. Also, don't forget, somewhere around here, I want you to subscribe, please, if you got anything out of yours. If you learn something about the pronunciation, if you learn something about listening, if you learn some of the new vocabulary, and it's going to help you, subscribe, because I have many more videos, and there are other teachers on IngVid that you can also join. And if you subscribe, you'll get my latest video. You just have to ring my bell. Ring the bell that they have there. Put it on there, put it on all, and anytime I do a video, it'll be delivered right to you. Anyway, I've got to go. My time is up. Thank you for permitting me. Say I changed it to make it an easy verb for you into your homes, and I'd like to see you in the next video. Have a good one. Ciao.